Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup. Oh, my goodness, I hate politics so much, Tim, Greene replied. I know, but you are a congresswoman. Well, I've seen a few people saying, she's running. Greene continued, what I'm doing right now is I very much want to fix problems, and I am genuinely angry on behalf of every American, even if they're a Democrat. Marjorie Taylor Greene, ladies and gentlemen, our next president, Dylan said, in closing. Sorry, J.D. Vance. Betting markets soon opened on Greene's leaving the Republican Party and, separately, on her being the Republican presidential nominee in 2028. For a time, in the latter, she trailed only Vance and Marco Rubio in the odds. The right-wing activist Laura Loomer denounced her repeatedly on X. Never seen a more opportunistic woman before. Josh McCoon, the chairman of the Republican Party of Georgia, told me that he thought Greene's publicity tour was canny. There's a debate about the direction of the Republican Party going forward, he said. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. Around 2012, she went to work at a CrossFit gym owned by James Cox Chambers Jr., the grandson of an Atlanta billionaire named Ann Cox Chambers. He was a passionate socialist, another gym of his barred cops, active military, landlords, and capitalists. Greene, meanwhile, had recently been baptized at an Atlanta area megachurch. During the ceremony, she'd read from the Bible about martyrdom. She seemed, to Chambers, like a wealthy housewife who was a little bored. Greene invited Chambers to her family's large home, north of Atlanta, and, elsewhere, he watched her drink liquor poolside, he recalled, hanging out with dudes who worked at the gym, avoiding her husband. I learned that two of those men had affairs with Greene. One of them, Craig Ivey, now refers to himself, on X, as the polyamorous tantric sex guru. Ivey declined to comment for this piece. A former roommate of Ivy's from this period told me that Greene made little small talk on her way up to Ivy's room. The other man with whom Greene had an affair around this time told me that she never talked politics and didn't seem to have career ambitions. The relationship lasted a few months. After they split, Greene texted him, "You make me feel like the only reason why you invested in me was because I had sex with you, and now you're washing your hands of me." I was the first to report the affairs, which prompted Greene to text me, off the piece, "If we have another toilet paper shortage, I wouldn't wipe my ass with it." She copied her attorney, Linwood, who said that the story was intended to smear her with false accusations, half-truths, misrepresentations, out-of-context statements, and agenda-driven lies. Wood subsequently turned on Greene, calling her a communist. She remained married until 2022, when her husband filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. She is now engaged to Brian Glenn, a correspondent for the far-right Real America's Voice TV network, who is, like her, an enthusiastic consumer of raw milk. Chambers found Greene's behavior noteworthy only in light of her professed Christianity. During the time they knew each other, she didn't seem to mind his revolutionary politics. "I never heard anything of a political nature from her," he said. Fitness was her focus. Greene, who is about 5'2", was able to deadlift 300 pounds, and in 2015 she finished 62nd in the world among her age group at the CrossFit Games. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. She was fit, Chambers said, but not some great talent. It was just how she was getting her rocks off. Chambers thought that she'd end up trying to get her team to Southeast Regionals. Instead, she went online. She found an audience there, and it grew as she embraced ideas affiliated with the far right. Between 2017 and 2019, writing on social media and for sites such as American Truth Seekers, she claimed that the Clintons were complicit in the murder of journalists, that Barack Obama was conspiring with North Korea, and that a mass shooting was secretly intended to prompt increased gun control. She endorsed the then-nascent QAnon conspiracy theory, which fixated on the idea that the world was run by a global pedophile ring, and that Q, an anonymous insider, was working with Trump to overthrow it. In October of 2017, Greene said, "Q is a patriot." Referring to Trump's presidency, she added, "This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take this global cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles out." Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. Capitol with a group of gun rights activists. She was turned away by Republican senators, but the group did meet Thomas Massey, a congressman from Kentucky, who would become a friend. "She handed me her card and said she was going to run for office," Massey told me. That spring, a campaign consultant in the Atlanta area received a call from Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. He says, "I have this lady who asked me about running for office," the consultant told me. Raffensperger declined to comment. Greene soon hobbled into the consultant's office on crutches, a CrossFit injury, apparently. She excitedly showed him the Hulk video. "It was silly," the consultant said. "He was an 18-year-old kid, but she thought it was important." The consultant kept listening, though. "She had a kind of Batman complex," he said, seeing herself as uniquely positioned to save America. She wanted to represent a district in North Atlanta, where she lived. This was going to be tough. Its residents, diverse and well-educated, seemed likely to recoil from disparaging remarks she had made about Muslims, among other things. Economic arguments, the consultant asserted, would be more effective with these voters. Her family's construction business, which Greene's father had sold, in the 2000s, to Greene and her husband at the time, presented an opportunity. There was a potential downside, however, to highlighting the company. It had built low-income public housing. She was connected to government money, the consultant said. "How do you answer for that?" Still, he decided that it was worth the risk. I told her, "In any way that's intellectually defensible, tie yourself with that company." The consultant said that, when they'd first met, Greene wasn't mentioned on Taylor Commercial's website, so she went back to it and retroactively added her professional criteria there, he went on. Puffed it up. For 2 months or so, the consultant cut ties with Greene, who'd been ignoring his guidance. He had crafted and timed a campaign announcement for her, but, days before it was scheduled, she revealed her candidacy on a radio show that was about to go off the air, blindsiding him. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. Last year, the Center for Effective Lawmaking ranked Greene the 207th most effective GOP lawmaker in Congress, out of 228. But legislating may not have been the point. This past January, she introduced the Gulf of America Act, announcing, "It's our Gulf." Like Trump, Greene seemed to relish trolling people, or at least the attention it elicited. In 2021, the House voted to strip her of her committee appointments, over various troubling remarks, including her skepticism that a plane crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11. Her office subsequently put out a press release calling her one of the most talked about Republicans on Capitol Hill. The talk seemed suboptimal. The CrossFit brand formally condemned Greene for spreading loathsome and dangerous lies. A former competitor told me, "She was always nice and pleasant. It's weird to see who she's become." Twitter suspended her account for spreading vaccine misinformation. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. She denounced Chip Roy, of Texas, for not defending those arrested for storming the Capitol on the 6th of January. She called Lauren Boebert, the right-wing Republican from Colorado, a little bitch on the House floor, referring to a scandal in which Boebert was escorted out of a musical production of Beetlejuice for inappropriate behavior. Greene later dubbed her vaping groping Lauren Boebert. One former member of the caucus, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, told me that Greene is a calculated, ambitious, manipulative person who has no limit to her dishonesty to advance her own burdensome agenda, which he believed was solely the pursuit of influence and power. He pointed to the drawn-out vote to elect a new House Speaker in early 2023. The Freedom Caucus had opposed Kevin McCarthy, preferring a more reliable conservative. But, on the 15th ballot, Greene helped to give McCarthy the post. Dingell saw Greene and Boebert arguing about this in the women's bathroom. A source told the Daily Beast that Greene yelled at Boebert for taking millions from McCarthy and then not supporting him. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. Greene began posting about Epstein in 2020, writing, "I will do everything under my power to bring down any and all pedophiles." Back in 2002, Trump had called Epstein, whom he'd long known, a terrific guy. In June of 2024, on Fox, he said that he'd declassify the files if re-elected, but suggested that they contained phony stuff. Then he refused. Greene warned that keeping the files concealed would fracture the MAGA coalition. In September, she signed on to a discharge petition, a procedural tool that would allow a vote to go forward without committee and leadership approvals. "I don't know that Trump has anyone in his cabinet that's as honest with him as Marjorie," Representative Massey, who created the petition, told me in October. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. "Too honest, apparently." In November, Trump told reporters, "I don't know what happened to Marjorie." A week later, he withdrew his support from her, writing, "All I see wacky Marjorie do is complain, complain, complain." Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. It resembled the MAGA platform, but with fewer foreign, corporate, or pedophilic entanglements. The GOP source in D.C. recently heard from someone in the White House that she was thinking about running for a president. Time had reported similar whispers. Salon predicted AOC versus MTG in 2028. Greene denied the rumors. A resignation letter did not rule out the possibility of a future White House run, or a campaign for governor of Georgia, in 2026, but it set a seeming prerequisite that the common American people finally realize and understand that the political-industrial complex of both parties is ripping this country apart. Meanwhile, Greene wrote, "I'm going back to the people I love." She also went surfing in Costa Rica, posting on Instagram about living hashtag #PRavida while writing on X that she was still America first. In December, when heavily redacted portions of the Epstein files were released, she wrote, "Only evil people would hide this and protect those who participated." This fall, Greene cited her constituents to explain her break with Trump. During 1 week, she said, 60% of the calls to her district office concerned health insurance premiums costing too much, and the rest were about Epstein. Residents of the 14th district span 3,000 square miles of mostly rural Appalachia. Many do far more factory work. Nearly one in three people in the town of Aragon lives below the poverty line. One evening in October, I picked up Gary Baldwin, an Aragon resident, from his little White House. A bespectacled octogenarian, Baldwin was working on a bathroom renovation when I called, minutes earlier. "Let me throw on a clean shirt," he said cheerfully. "I'll show you around." We passed some deer grazing in the rain and a man on a porch, who Baldwin said, stayed in jail half the time. A rainbow soon framed the smokestack of a defunct cotton mill. "This town lost its identity when the mill closed and nothing replaced it," he said. Marjorie Taylor Greene's big breakup date, Monday the 5th of January, 11 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 2026 UTC. "We're stepchildren out here." Greene had visited the area once that he knew of. She shook hands, then left, he said. No help. He didn't much like Greene, nor did his wife. "But I can't even get her to vote," he said. He didn't know what to think about Greene's resignation. "I'm baffled like everyone else." Bradley Davenport, a district resident who had voted for Greene, told me, "I don't like that she's leaving us. She helped the conservatives in small towns that don't have a voice." He wanted to believe that the rumors about her future political plans were true. She may have bigger things ahead of her. "I hope so." Davenport I met in rural Murray County, At one of Green's final appearances as a congresswoman, she was speaking at a public hearing about the proposed construction of a waste processing facility run by Vanguard Renewables, a portfolio company of BlackRock. Locals, like Davenport, were troubled by what it would mean for their water, air, and home values. A panel of academics and Vanguard representatives tried unsuccessfully to tamp down concerns. Then Green stood to speak. "My office has reported 773 death threats for me," she told the crowd, "and I drove up here in my own car with my 9mm. Her constituents roared. She gestured at the expert panel. "I didn't come in on a private plane like you guys did." Her performance, which she later posted on X six times, was vintage MTG. She made ad hominem attacks. "Some of you were dumb enough to wear dress shoes with your little farmer's outfits," she told the members of the panel, who had dressed in farm casual for the occasion. She played up her construction background. "I've been in it my entire life." She was vulgar. "Don't tell us how not a single drop will never spill. That's a bunch of bullshit." She was populist. "This is what people are tired of. A big corporation coming in and taking advantage of a rural county." And she gestured at a conspiracy involving the young man who attempted to assassinate Trump in 2024 in Butler, Pennsylvania. "We're all still wondering why Thomas Crooks, who shot Donald Trump in an ear, was on a BlackRock commercial. All right, it's Wyall's turn," she concluded, turning to the crowd. "Give them hell." For almost four more hours, until after 11 p.m., they did.